We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Angela Yee is out. Charlamagne, what's poppin'?
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, back to the work week.
Back to work, period.
Yes, back to work, period.
After a nice long vacation.
That is right.
4th of July vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. How y'all feeling?
How was your vacation? What you do? Anything?
I was down in the low country, the 843, you know, enjoying my life, living it like it's golden. You know, the thing about vacation, when you come back, you need at least 2 days.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? To recover from vacation. Because it was just a lot of, I don't even want to call it bad eating. Because it's never bad eating when you enjoy it, okay? But it's just a lot of fried foods, a lot of sugar, a lot of carbs, okay? Now you got to get back to reality. That's all.
That's right.
That's all.
All right. Yeah, I didn't do much at all. I just stayed at the crib and just relaxed, just reset. I didn't do nothing. I ain't do no parties. I ain't do no shows. I just sat at the crib and just chilled with the family.
And when you wake up at 4:20 every morning, but then you get a week of not having to wake up at 4:20 every morning, that's an adjustment within itself.
Yeah, okay. That's a little difficult.
So,
that is a little difficult.
If the day feels like Monday, it's because it is.
It is
number
Monday.
One.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And number two, just give us a minute to get our bearings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all, but we're here.
That and Angela Yee's not here, so we got to figure out something with front page news and the rumors.
Well, Angela's smart. Angela's like, you know what? Let me take my couple of days off and recover from my vacation before I come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe we should have done the same.
I thought about it yesterday when I got the text that she wasn't coming out. I was like, you know what?
I thought about it. I thought about it for a second.
You know what?
But that wouldn't be the professional thing to
do, right?
Like,
you're correct. You are correct. Well, let's get the show cracking. All right. Now, front page news. What are we talking about, Charlamagne?
Nigga, I don't know. I ain't been paying attention to no damn news. I haven't seen nothing, okay?
Right, there's a lot going on.
I've been watching this basketball. I didn't even get a chance to catch up on Loki all last week.
All right.
I haven't even seen Black Widow, and you know I'm a Marvel head.
All right, well, we'll fill you
in. What's going on in the world?
We'll
help me.
We'll tell you about sports. We'll tell you about UFC fights. We'll tell you about everything when we come back, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
You got it together, finally? Do you have the front page news? Do we know what we're talking about here, people?
A little bit. Let's try this out. Well, first of all, NBA Finals last night. The Suns lost to the Bucks. 100-120-100. The Greek Freak had 41 points.
Dropping the clues bombs for the Milwaukee Bucks.
He was balling. Phoenix Suns lead the series 2-1 right now.
Listen, I don't know who I'm rooting for in that series because I'm really not rooting for nobody. You know what I mean? I love Milwaukee because Milwaukee is the first city to ever syndicate The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chris Middleton is from the 843, Charleston, South Carolina. But I do want to see Chris Paul get a ring. So I can go either way.
Now, Olympic basketball, Nigeria beat USA 90-87.
I watched this game. I don't know how I ended up watching this game. We're dropping the clues bombs for Nigeria, damn it.
Goodness gracious, they balled out.
That's why you got to watch that BAL, that what is it, the Basketball African League, I think it mm-hmm. is. Only because those brothers can really, really, really ball. You know what I mean? And that's the motherland. It's going to be very exciting to watch.
The last time the USA played Nigeria in 2012 Olympics.
They lost by 170,000 points.
They beat them by 83 points.
Oh, how much was it?
It was, they beat them by 83 points.
Oh, I was off a little bit.
Just by a little
bit. Blowout nonetheless, though.
Now, Conor McGregor, he lost over the weekend to Dustin, what's his last name, Dustin Poirier?
I have no idea.
Yeah, but he broke his leg, and then after the fight, this is what he said.
He believes that one of the kicks that he checked is what broke your leg.
There was no check. It was not one of them I checked. Your wife is in me DMs. Hey, baby. Hit me back on my chat. You let alone. We'll be at the after party. The win nightclub, baby. You're looking big, you little hoe.
Y'all be talking about Floyd Mayweather stealing money. Conor McGregor be stealing money. When the last time Conor McGregor won a fight?
Long time.
I mean, I really don't know. Every time I see him fight, it's like a lot of hype before it, and then he loses.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why do y'all keep still lining up to watch Conor McGregor lose?
Now, Dustin Poirier said this after the fight.
We are going to fight again, whether it's in the octagon or on the sidewalk. You don't say the stuff he said.
The things that he did say, especially afterwards, you're saying about your wife and that sort of thing.
Nah, that's my wife's solid as a rock. I'm not worried about that. That's noise. He was saying that he was going to kill me. You don't say stuff like that. There is a chance, you know, somebody could die. And you don't say that. You don't wish that on anybody, man.
Very true. He's very, very true. But I just want to know, you know, I come from an era where in order to be a draw, you had to win.
Right. He don't win. People still see his ass.
Like, I don't get it. Like Conor McGregor really is a reflection of this era. Y'all like a whole bunch of nothing. Y'all mm-hmm. like a whole bunch of hype.
Yeah. Well, this person definitely needs a raise. A housekeeper at the Maven Hotel, I guess. She was cleaning rooms and noticed something that was a little crazy. A lot of guns. She called the police and four men have been arrested. Now, police removed 16 long guns, body armor, more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition from the room. And it was the balcony was overlooking the downtown area. Now, this was out in Denver.
What day was
that? In Denver. The All-Star game is this Tuesday night. So they believe they were going to try to shoot up the All-Star game, maybe.
What All-Star game?
Baseball.
Oh.
Baseball. So shout to that housekeeper for definitely seeing something and saying something.
Why would you just leave all your artillery in the room like that and not put a do not disturb sign on the door?
I was thinking the same thing. They ain't put do not disturb. Don't
Wouldn't
come
you
in.
Put a
lock
do not-
the door.
We're not in need of any maintenance.
Goodness gracious. Well, thank God that they did.
Sounded to me like they wanted to get caught. And thank God they did get caught.
Yeah, thank God they did. And lastly, a four-day week. Seems like it's an overwhelming success in Iceland. So they're saying 4-day week. They did a trial, and they say people are happier. They say kids are doing better work. And they're saying people are just, you know, less stressed and risk of burnout. 4-day weekend.
What days do we want, though? Do we want Monday off or Friday off?
4-day would be Friday and Monday, bro.
4-day would be Friday and Monday?
Yes. No, 3-day week. 3-day weekend.
Shut up, you Hampton graduate.
No, it's not. 4-day.
Friday. What do you mean?
4-day weekend.
Saturday, Sunday. No, 4-day week.
A 4-day week, yeah. So that would
shut
be-
up, Hampton.
So okay. 4-day week would be. I would take
Friday or Monday.
Monday.
Which one would you want?
Monday, because we really don't do nothing on Friday anyway. Friday's a throwaway day anyway.
Friday
just take
is
Monday.
Throwaway day. Yeah, Monday. Monday's the one.
Yeah, you're right.
Monday's the one. Give mm-hmm. me Monday. Give me Monday off, and let me go in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I'm with you.
Yeah, let's do that. We
all
can
right.
start that now.
I'm with you. Let's start that this week. We can leave right now.
We can start right now.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. Maybe you had a horrible weekend, or maybe you had a great weekend. Maybe you feel blessed. Maybe you want to spread some positivity. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
This is Keith. How you doing, sir?
Keith, what's up, man? Get it off your chest.
So I went to your car show in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. Yep. Carchella.
And, I had a blast. I took my kids. We had a blast, man. We had a great time, and I just want to appreciate you, man. Shout you out. We had a blast. And the only celebrity I saw having a good time was Dwight Howard.
Yeah, Dwight Howard. He was having
a
great time.
He held it down for you.
Yeah, Dwight Howard was in there. Shout out to Raekwon was in there. There was a little baby slid through. There was so many people there, man.
I just want to say appreciate that.
It was a good time, man. It was a good family fun time, man. We had over 16,000 people in the building. No fights, no problems. Everybody just
having. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we had a great time, man. It was 16,000 people in there. It was just everybody just having a good time. It was family fun, man. My kids were running around. It was a good time, man.
I didn't see you guys. I had some shirts. I do shirts. My company is Balling Broke, the brand, and I wanted to give you guys some shirts, but I didn't see you guys at all. Like I said, the only person I saw was Howard, and he had a blast, and we had a blast talking to him.
Yeah, shout out to Dwight Howard. Yeah, definitely had a good time. Thank you for coming.
And I did see your credit guy, though. Your credit guy, he was out there, too, showing him running around.
Yeah, the credit guy was there. My kids were running around. They were in the amusement park area all day long in the jump rope park.
So was mine.
Yeah, man.
So was mine. And Charlamagne God, I love the new you, the transformation. I appreciate it. 843 in the building. I'm from Buford.
Hey,
I'm living in Georgia.
Love, King.
I'm living in Georgia.
All right, thank you,
brother. Appreciate it. Hey, thank you, guys.
Alrighty. Yeah, and shout out to everybody that came out to the car show. I had a good time. I'll tell you more about it a little bit later, but the next one is going down August 14th in Atlantic City. So if you haven't got your tickets, please go get your tickets, man. Hello, who's this?
This is Eve from Columbus.
Hey, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Man, I'm headed to this. I work for the largest cannabis industry in America. They don't know how to deal with racism. I got a little girl up here walking around with a bitch knife now, talking about she threatened because she's walking around talking about the N-word and having the debates about it, and I don't know what to do about it.
I don't understand what you just said. You just said you work for the largest weed company in the world, and it's a woman walking around with a knife?
Yes, and she's going around talking about she plays the Django game.
You better call 911. How about that? You better hang up with us and call 911.
Yeah, I don't know why you calling the Breakfast Club. Do you know the number to 911?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have an NDA. I can't talk. They say I can't talk about it.
So you're supposed to wait until she stabs somebody?
You better call 911,
Mama.
That's
why I'm trying to ask them. She had a whole argument with security because they told her she can't walk around with it.
You know
and this is after her.
I need another day off.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like all of y'all been sampling too much of the product that y'all at the place y'all work.
But I wish we could. I'm up in Ohio. Ma, we can't do that.
Call 911, Mama.
This makes no sense.
None.
If somebody was walking around my workplace with a butcher knife, I'm not signing no goddamn NDA to say I can't talk about it.
800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, yo, good morning. Envy, what's up, man?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, getting off my chest. This is Tyler, a.k.a. Mr. Dingo, one of your vendors at your Atlanta car show.
Okay. Wait a minute, Mr. Dingo. You tell me what you were selling, and you tell me how you and Envy connected.
Shut up.
Well, honestly, I was selling my clothing, my merchandise. I have a clothing streetwear brand, and I also do custom pendants and chains. So I had a really great show. It was extremely busy. I didn't get a chance to connect with Envy like I wanted to because it was just a madhouse in there. So shout out to you, Envy, for keeping me busy. I really appreciate it, man. I really thought I could get you on my merch, man. And you ain't come out to my table. What's up with that, bro?
Man, it was 16,000 people. I must have took 10,000 pictures. I had my kids there. It was crazy. I had such a good time. Atlanta came and showed out, man. It was one of those ones, man. It was no problems, no situations. Everybody was there as family. Yo, what was the dopest part of the show to you, man?
Man, the dopest part, dude, you have so much there.
The sisters with Jeeps.
I was right by there with the Jeeps.
Oh, man, 100 black queens came in with Jeeps.
They were all dope.
And they shut it down.
Atlanta showed love to Dingo, so shout out to Atlanta. Shout out to you, Envy. I want to come to Atlantic City, bro. So holla at Ben, tell her to get at me, man, because I'm trying to get out there, bro.
Yeah, hey, why? Atlantic City's the next one, August 14th.
Why's your name Dingo?
Why you want to know that?
Right, because the logo is inspired by the dingo of Australia. It's the most badass dog to ever live. The only
natural
environment. The most badass dog in the world.
Oh, dog.
It's a dog. The dingo is an actual dog of Australia. Look it up. It's the only dog to be shunned out, strive, and survive. They're the only one to be forced to shun, and they strive, and they survive. That's why when you wear that logo, you show the world that you've been shunned. You strive and you survive.
He was talking about your penis. He wanted you to say something about penises. Yes,
and by the way, when it comes to Dingo, the only dog I acknowledge that's close to that name is Bingo from Bluey.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, brother. See you at the next call show.
That's Bluey's sister.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Bingo.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's David, aka Vegas the Repo Man from Detroit.
Hey, what's up, David the Repo Man? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, in the middle of the night, it's a lot of drunk drivers on the road. I've been saving y'all. I've been pulling up to the car, opening up the door, and telling you to get off the road. Just y'all need to start being safe and no more drinking and driving, because I done saved about 3 people in the last 2 weeks from getting the police pulled up on them. But other than that, Repo was doing good.
Okay.
We're back.
All right, well, continue repoing them cars. You know, cars right now are at like a premium right now. Cars from Kias to Fords to Mercedes to BMW are all going over sticker because people want cars so much and there's not that many cars out there.
I know, and I'm going to get them, man. I'm bringing them in.
Well, you repoing them, man, but goodbye, man.
A win is a win.
Yeeks. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, Drake, he's a real lover boy. And we'll tell you why when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Okay, come on.
What?
Yeah, it's Monday. We back, man.
Yes.
You need a vacation from a vacation.
All right. Well, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report. Talk to him. With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, I know some of you guys and fellas out there say, hey, I do a lot of amazing things for my girl, my wife, my boo, my baby. Well, Drake rented out Dodger Stadium for a date with model Juana Leah. He rented out the stadium. They just had a nice random night dinner. And it was caught by ABC 7 helicopter. I guess they were flying over the stadium and just happened to see Drake on a random date. So shout to Drake. I mean, the lover boy is back.
Yeah, such an invasion of privacy, too. By the way,
it was.
But you know, I don't want any brother comparing themselves to Drake or anybody comparing themselves to Drake because Drake is acting his wage. Mm-hmm. You know, Drake is worth $150 million. You know, he has a certain status in this world that he's able to do things like that. So he's only doing what he's capable of doing.
Now, they're saying the young lady is Amari Bailey's mom. Now, if you don't know Amari Bailey, he plays for Sierra Cannon. He's, I think, ranked top 3 in the country for his age. I think 1 or 2. So, and he's a high school player. But he gets busy playing basketball. Dead nice.
Well, I'm glad that Drake is showing his mother the respect she deserves. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because if my mom was going out with somebody, I would want the same thing for her.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I would want the best for her. All right? So Drake rented out Dodger Stadium. Dropping the clues bombs for Drake. But by the way, once again, that's Drake acting his wage.
I don't necessarily think he had to pay for Dodger Stadium. I think they said with all the
boy, shut up.
With all the donations and contributions he gave.
Listen to what you just said, Envy.
Well, he didn't have to pay for it.
Listen to what you just said.
All right, he paid for it. All right, Richard Branson. He successfully went to outer space. Richard Branson.
He didn't have to pay to go to space either.
No, he paid for that one. He became the first person to ride into space aboard a rocket that he helped fund.
Did he put it on Instagram?
He did.
You sure?
He did.
I didn't see it. I gotta see it.
He did. He put it. Yo, it was so gangster. He put it on Instagram. He was like, yes, all you kids out there, you can dream. I dreamed of this. While he's saying it, you see the other people in the plane flipping, and
just... So you telling me iPhones work in space?
Yes, iPhones work in space.
I don't believe it. Show me the video.
iPhone.
I didn't see this yesterday.
I know how you got the Wi-Fi working.
So hold on, he had the Earth in the background too?
Yeah, you can see him out the window. You can see the galaxy, the Earth, and all that.
You lying.
I swear.
Was the Earth flat?
I ain't check all that now. I wasn't blowing it up.
That's the whole point, right? At this point, when you go into space, you just want to go into space to prove all the flat Earth is wrong. At this point, right?
Wait, I didn't see him get out the seatbelt, though. Everybody else was out the seatbelt flipping. I think it was a total of 4 people that went. They were all flipping and having a good time. He stayed in that seatbelt.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
I believe that was some virtual reality thing they showed us. Somebody show me the video. Who got the video?
Oh, my God.
I ain't seen no video of nobody in no space yesterday.
Well, in some happy news, this made me happy, this old man news. New Edition, all six members are going to reunite for the 2022 tour in Las Vegas residency. So 2022, New Edition is going on the road, and all six members. You not excited about that?
I am. I'm happy that these brothers got it together finally, because they left a lot of money on the table after the New Edition movie came out. For whatever reason, I don't know why they couldn't get the business right then, but I'm glad they got the business right now.
Yeah, Michael Bivins called me over the holiday, and I was so happy. I was so happy. But my question to you is, are they going to travel on the same bus? Are they going to have six different buses?
Well, they've had their own money for years, so I don't know. That's a great question. But I know I would definitely go see New Edition. I've seen New Edition like 8 times in my life.
Me too.
So I would definitely go see New Edition again. That's one of those timeless concerts, you know, that you can go to as many times as you want.
And the fact that they have a residency in Vegas, I can see him every time I go to Vegas. Oh, I'm going to love that.
And all demographics appreciate New Edition now. It's not just the uncle auntie thing anymore because of the BET movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, absolutely.
I would think.
And lastly, Cardi B and Offset, they celebrated their baby girl Coach's birthday. She had a three-year-old. She's 3 years old now. She turned 3 over the weekend, and they had a fairy tale themed. Offset bought her Richard Mille watch, which was $250,000.
Rich, and he got his own watches, too?
Richard Mille?
That's the dude that went to space?
No, that was Branson.
Who? What happened now?
You confusing the white billionaires, bro?
Oh, okay.
That was Richard Branson. This is Richard Mille.
Oh, gotcha.
Bought a Richard Mille watch, and Cardi B bought her an iced out necklace that was about $150,000. So, happy birthday to her. And that's it. And that is your report.
Where's the goddamn Richard Branson video? Is it online for real?
I'm going to show you, man. Yes, go to Richard Branson. Go to his Instagram, Richard Branson. You can't miss it. You don't see it yet?
I see a bunch of articles on it. I just want to see the video.
Go to his
Instagram.
And
I need
Instagram.
To see the Earth in the background. The only reason to go to space right now at this point is to prove all the flat earthers wrong. Okay?
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, that's your rumor report. When we come back, we got front page news. Do you have to take a booster shot if you took the vaccine? We'll tell you about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If summer is inspiring you to be a little bit healthier, Audible is a great help. Check it out for guided meditations, motivating podcasts, and audiobooks on fitness and nutrition. Get your first audiobook free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get in some front page news. Angela Yee is out, so we'll hold it down. Now, NBA Finals, the Bucks beat the Suns last night, 120-100.
Mm-hmm.
The Greek Freak had 41 points. He was balling last night.
Yeah, it really confuses me when y'all say things like the Greek Freak has no skill set. I don't understand that logic whatsoever.
Who says that?
Or just people. Like a lot of other NBA players say that. I don't understand how they can say that Greek Freak has no skills.
Only thing is he just takes 20 seconds to shoot a free throw, but other than that, he gets busy.
That's the only thing I hate about Greek Freak is that he shoots those three-pointers and that he takes so long to shoot free throws. Because the thing is, he has no hesitancy when he shoots three-pointers.
Not at all.
He takes 20 seconds at the line to shoot the free throw. I don't understand that. But he's a beast.
Now, Nigeria upset the USA team 90-87. Now, let me just tell some of the people who's on this USA team, right? Damian Lillard, Kevin Durant, Kevin Love, Bradley Beal, Jason Tatum, Draymond Green, just to name a few. And they lost. You seen the game, right?
I did watch it.
How was it?
I mean, I enjoyed it. But, you know, I enjoy watching the Basketball African League, too. Them brothers be balling. Dropping the clues bombs for Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
But Nigeria had NBA players, too. And they had Mike Brown. Mike Brown was coaching. But there was NBA players on the Nigeria team. Don't ask me who right now, though. Because I was drunk, but I remember.
Okay. All right, Conor McGregor, are you into UFC? He lost again. He broke his leg this time. Did you see it or do you care?
No, I would never pay for a Conor McGregor fight because Conor McGregor is all hype. And y'all talk about, you know, Floyd Mayweather robbing people. I haven't seen Conor McGregor win a fight in who knows how long. But for whatever reason, y'all still are always lining up to watch him fight. I don't get it.
Well, he broke his leg. He had a 3.5-hour surgery to fix the broken leg. After the fight, this is what he said, if you care.
He believes that one of the kicks that he checked is what broke your leg.
There was no check. There was not one of them I checked. Your wife is in me DMs. Hey, baby. Hit me back on my chat. You let alone. We'll be at the party. The Wynn nightclub, baby. You're looking big, you little hoe.
And that's what y'all love. You know, I come from an era where, you know, you had to win in order to be a draw. You had to win in order to have people lining up to watch you. Conor McGregor reflects this era in a real way because he's just all talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's just all a bunch of hype and noise and mess. And that's what people love in this era. That's what people line up for.
Now, Dr. Fauci, he says, no COVID-19 booster shot will be needed right now. You got audio? Let's play it.
Right now, given the data and the information we have, we do not need to give people a third shot, a boost, superimposed upon the two doses you get with the mRNA and the one dose you get with J&J. But that doesn't mean we stop there. There are studies being done now, ongoing as we speak, about looking at the feasibility about if and when we should be boosting people. So this isn't something that we say, no, we don't need a boost right now. The story's ended forever.
What the hell does that mean, they need a boost?
Well, they said that, you know, you might need a booster shot after, if I guess, COVID gets stronger, they have a booster shot to make you, to protect you and to make sure that you are safe.
But so what the first two shots did?
Well, you might need another shot, but he's saying that's not needed right now.
Yeah, that would be dumb to add a booster. You can't even get people to take the first two. What makes you think adding a third is going to help?
Mm-hmm. Now, American Airlines flight 1774, people got very scared. They said a passenger got a little crazy and attacked the flight crew and tried to open the door mid-flight. So they grabbed her. They duct taped her mouth. They duct taped her around the seats. They duct taped her arms and body and taped it to the seat.
I don't see the problem.
Not at all. They said the passengers and the flight attendants got her together real fast, real quick, and duct taped her ass and made her sit right there till the flight landed.
Yeah, y'all got to stop playing on these planes, man. When I was landing yesterday, this white woman came running up the aisle screaming, "It's an emergency! It's an emergency! I got to get off! I got to get off!" I thought she had to poop or something. She was just trying to get to her next flight, and it was a connecting flight, so she ran all the way up the aisle to get to the door that wasn't even open yet. So you can't even go nowhere. So what was the rush?
You ain't trip or grab her and be like, what are you doing?
I was minding my business. But, you know, it's just y'all got to relax on these planes, man. People are already nervous, anxiety through the roof on these planes. We ain't got time to be playing with y'all.
And lastly, four people arrested at the Maven Hotel. Now, police feared it might have been a Las Vegas-style shooting during the All-Star game in Denver. Now, this hotel is in Denver. Housekeeping was cleaning the room and seen a lot of guns. Well, police were called and they removed 16 long guns, body armor, and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition from the room. Now, the room also had a balcony which overlooked the downtown area. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game is to take place Tuesday night.
Well, thank God those idiots didn't have the wherewithal to put the Do Not Disturb sign on the door when they left the room. Okay, are they not in need of maintenance? They had to ask for that, right? Because when you leave the room to go do something, don't you got to put
no, if you don't put
check
anything
that there's the maintenance?
Nah, but if you don't put that on, they usually come clean the room. The only time they don't come clean the room if it's Do Not Disturb.
Okay, well, they should have put the Do Not Disturb sign on, but thank God they didn't.
Mm-hmm. All right, now that is your front page news. Now, let's talk Drake. Now, we were talking earlier about Drake, and Drake rented out Dodger Stadium for a date. So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Hearing the fact that Drake rented out Dodger Stadium.
Come on.
For a date.
Don't ask this question.
Does it feel like you have to step up your dating
game? Come on, stop.
Let's talk about it.
Stop.
800-585-1051. For myself, yes.
But you're in a different tax bracket. Okay, so Drake was acting his wage. You too can act your wage. Okay, our listeners that we're talking to, I don't want them to have to feel the pressure to have to do anything like this.
Not rent a Dodger Stadium.
Drake is worth $150 million.
No, but, you know, you got to put a little more, you know, thinking into your dates now. You just can't say.
It's definitely the thought that counts.
Red Lobster. Let's just go to Sizzler.
Why
you can't
not?
Do that. No, you got to.
What if my girl like Red Lobster?
But you got to be a little creative.
What if
with
them
it?
Cheddar cheese biscuits is what
but
she wants?
But you got to be a little creative
well,
with it.
Well, when you
now.
Sit down at the table, have the cheddar cheese biscuits in the shape of a heart
that's,
or something.
There you go. That's creative. That's stepping up your date.
Okay.
Game.
All right. I'm not mad at that.
So that's what
okay.
you like.
If
you like
if
buns
I did that.
In a heart.
What? I like heart-shaped buns.
That's it. 800-585-1051. Okay. We're talking. Drake rented out Dodger Stadium for a date. Does that make you think you want to step up your dating game? Let's talk about it. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pull out your phone.
Call in right now.
You call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Break it down.
800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Drake. Now, Drake rented out Dodger Stadium for a date with model Joanna Leah. So we're asking 800-585-1051, seeing this, does this make you want to step up your dating game? Charlamagne.
Well, here's the thing. Drake is acting his wage. He's worth $150 million. That's what he can do. We all must do what we can do. If Drake makes you want to step your dating game up, great. You know what I mean? The thing that I look at when I see what Drake did is that he put a lot of thought into what he did. And that's all you have to do. Just put a lot of thought into whatever it is that you're doing. You know what I mean? It don't have to be a $10,000 date. I saw Justin LaBoy say that the dates have to be a $10,000 minimum. No.
No.
Okay? You do whatever you can afford to do. Just make sure you put a lot of thought into it. So when I saw what Drake did it make me want to continue to put thought into the things I do for my woman? Yes, of course.
Absolutely. That, like you said, you got to act your wage now. I definitely thought about, you have to take some more time thinking about what you want to do for your lady because, you know, sometimes things could get stale and old and you never want that to be in your relationship.
That's right. And for all you brothers and sisters out there, or for all you brothers who have, you know, the means to be able to do something like Drake did, just know that when you rent an arena or rent a stadium for your girl, she's going to be thinking about Drake.
No, shut up, man.
So don't do that.
Hello, who's this?
What's up? This Elroy like the Justice.
Elroy like the Justice.
Elroy!
What's up with you? How y'all been, man?
I'm blessed, man. Black, and highly favored. What's up, King?
Not much. I'm doing amazing. But I was talking to the topic. I was talking about Drake renting out Dodger Stadium.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I mean, it ain't tricking if you got it, but I ain't going to go that far. I mean, he trying to get a girl, trying to get married. I'm already married. I'm a dude I can't keep my wife happy, though.
Well, hold on. I don't like when people say they not going to do something they can't even afford to do. Could you afford to rent out a stadium? And be honest with yourself, sir.
Hell no, I couldn't afford
to. Okay, then. So don't say, so don't knock it. It ain't tricking if you got it.
No.
And don't knock it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not knocking it. Okay. I ain't saying nothing wrong with him renting out. He can rent out the whole stadium because he got it.
Yes.
But I'm not doing that to try to impress a female.
But
female.
You can't do it. That's my point.
If I could, though.
If you could, you would.
I doubt it, though. No. Everything ain't for everybody. That ain't even my wife's style. My wife won't even. She ain't even in all of that.
She wouldn't appreciate it, is what you're saying.
No, hell no. You trying to get me killed, Charlamagne? I ain't going to say my wife ain't going to appreciate that. She'd probably appreciate it, but it'd be a bit much. She'd rather take a trip somewhere than...
Oh, true. I got you. I get what you're saying.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's going on? It's Mello.
Mello, what up, King?
Man, life is amazing. It is what it should be. What's the word?
We talking Drake?
Drake?
Now, you seen what he did. You think he went too... this is something that makes you want to step up your dating game, bro?
Honestly... I'm going to be real with you. It doesn't matter how much money you got. If you are not creative, the women is not going to love it anyway. You feel me? You could spend $10,000 on a date that's trash, that took no effort, but you spent a lot of money. Women ain't looking for the money. They're looking for the effort. You feel me?
That's right. It's all about the thought, bro. That's put right. some thought into just some creative, thought into bro. Whatever you're
creative.
Doing.
That was creative.
But you can be creative with less money, too, right. though.
Exactly. You feel me? You could be creative with $100. I got a couple ways you could be creative with just $100. I promise.
Mello, talk to us, Mello. You broke. Talk to us about some of the creative ways you've helped impress your woman.
Yo, first of all, I don't know who lied to you and told you I was broke. Like,
talk that talk, Mello.
Oh, my bad.
You feel me?
Yes.
But for instance, I want to give you like a little story. I had to pick up my shorty from the airport, like literally, like last month. She got off of work. She came back. I wrote her something. And, like, I bought her flowers. And the flowers that I bought her coincided with what I wrote her. And then she had, at the end of the flowers, she also had a necklace with her name on it. You know what I mean? That cost me all of, what, $500? That was not that much.
That's dope, bro. That's dope.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
you know
dope.
What I mean? It's like, it wasn't about the bread I spent. It was about the creativity.
There you go.
You know what I mean? I was like, yo, just give us time. We could blossom like the tulips. But for real, what you doing with the tulips? But it wasn't, I wasn't talking about her lips. I was talking about the flowers that was right there in front of her.
Ooh!
You know what I mean?
Hey, did you get her some cortisone cream for her neck for that cheap ass chain you put on her?
Yo, shut up, man. Goodbye, man.
Nah, I use some of your skin creams.
Bye, Mello. 800.
My skin cream is not for rashes, sir.
800-585-1051. Now, Drake rented out Dodger Stadium. For a date. Now, does that make you want to step your dating game up? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Drake. Now, Drake recently rented out Dodger Stadium for a date. And we're asking, does that make you want to step up your dating game?
Listen, the main thing to take away from Drake's date is the thought he put into it.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Drake is acting his way, so don't think you got to go out there and rent stadiums. You can only do, you know, what you're, you know, financially capable of doing. That's what Drake's capable of doing. But it's the thought that he put into it. I also noticed on some of the pictures I saw, Drake had custom jerseys made, too. If you were paying attention, yeah, he had custom Dodgers jerseys made for him and that young woman. So Drake put a lot of thought into that date, man, and that's what it's about. It's about the thought.
There you go. All right, well, let's go to the phone line. Hello, who's this?
This is Remy.
Hey, Remy, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about Drake renting out Dodger Stadium. Does that make you want to step up your dating game?
Well, I mean, isn't she a model?
Yes, she's a model.
Okay, so when you're dealing with somebody of that caliber, hell yeah, you got to step up your game.
That's not true. Why does it exactly?
Or how she looks? If that's your boo, that's your boo.
Yeah, but I mean, how long have she been his boo?
It don't matter. Clearly, okay, like it does not matter. What does it matter? You like her? You like her?
Yeah, I mean, if you like somebody, then you're gonna go all out for that person. You know what I mean?
Sound to me like you're just making excuses of why you haven't gone all out yet, sir.
I'm going for your girl.
You got a girl?
My girl's not a model, so I ain't doing it for her.
No, I mean, I do have a girl.
What does she do?
She's a surgical RN.
Forget her being a surgical RN. Forget that. You want her to be a model, and then you'll start treating her good.
No, not at all.
So what are you saying?
Well, what I'm saying is do you have to step up your game, you know, like Drake? No, not at all. There's different stuff you can do.
you know, romantically.
That's what we're saying, sir. You're not listening. Does Drake make you want to step up your game romantically?
No, me, no. Not me.
Okay.
Yeah, I want more for your girl, bro.
Yeah, more words, boy. When's the last time you took your girl on a date? Where'd you go?
I want more for her.
We went to Tampa.
Oh, what you doing in Tampa?
We went shopping. We go out to eat.
Okay.
I take her out. I have a friend of mine. He's getting his pilot license. So I pay him something, and he takes us for a ride, you know, so he can clock his hours.
Come on, man. See, that's good. There you're not go. Giving yourself enough credit, sir.
There you go, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I think I don't try hard enough.
Well, next time you take her up there in your friend's pilot plane, you point to a cloud and you say, "Hey, babe, I bought you that."
There you go.
That's yours.
Oh, I like that.
So that's yours.
Thank you, brother.
Hell yeah, I appreciate that.
Have a good one. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Antonia from South Carolina.
What part of the crib you calling from?
I am calling from Lugoff.
Okay, Lugoff, close to Columbia.
Yes. Yes, I'm actually on my way to Columbia. I work in Columbia.
All right, 8:03 all day.
So we're asking. Yes. You know, watching Drake, does that make you want to step up your dating game or make your man want to step up his dating game? What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts is that's awesome that he did that, but I don't feel like men should feel that they need to step up their game just because he did it. I mean, it's a genuine man will do what he wants to do for a woman he really wants to be with. So you don't have to do that just because he did it.
That's true, but we all got inspiration. You know what I'm saying? Like, inspiration comes from different places.
Yeah, you can be inspired by it, but don't feel like you got to, you know, spend thousands of dollars just to take a woman on a date. I mean, just thinking of a good picnic date would be great. I mean, that's the thought.
I agree with you. That's why I keep telling brothers, you know, don't jump out the window and hurt yourself financially. Just do what you can, but just make sure you put a lot of thought into it. That's what Drake did. He put a lot of thought into that date.
Yes, we like the thought of a man thinking about us and what we might like.
Okay.
You know, it's not all about the money.
That's right.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
All right. What's the moral of the story, Charlamagne?
I mean, that's the moral of the story. Like, you know, don't try to follow Drake because Drake is acting his wage. He's worth $150 million. He rented out Dodger Stadium. That's what he's capable of doing. We all must do what we can do. But the moral of the story is it's the thought that Drake put into this date. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's what we all have to do. You have to put thought. You have to be thoughtful when you take your woman out. That's all.
All right, now, in the rumors, Lamar Odom, it looks like he wants to get back in the ring. And what would you do if your friend bought you a llama for your birthday? We'll talk about it when we come back in the rumors. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes, back from vacation, back from a nice long week off.
Yeah.
It's Monday. You know, when you come back from vacation, you need a vacation from the vacation.
Absolutely.
Angela, you definitely took that.
She took that day off. Yeah, so she'll be back tomorrow.
But our dumb asses are here.
Yes, we are.
But we're happy to be here, though.
Yes, I am. Nice. I am as well. Now, shout out to everybody that came out to Coachella, Atlanta. I just want to say thank you so much. I've seen so many people from so many different places. We had over 16,000 people in the building. We had everything. Everybody, celebrity calls. Shout out to Lil Baby. Shout out to Lil Durk. Shout out to Ludacris. Shout out to 2 Chainz. We out to shout to DJ Drama, shout to Currency. We had Monster Trucks. Shout to the NASCAR team. Shout to my brother John. He brought his NASCAR and they showed kids and everybody how to change tires, which is pretty dope.
Did you learn? Did you jump into that? Because you need to know how to change a tire, sir.
I did learn how to change a tire. They had the they had that though. They didn't have the, you know, your arm strength. Shout to Lincoln Tech. I appreciate Lincoln Tech. Shea Moisture, Monster Energy. TikTok. There was amusement rides. It was so much fun. I had an amazing time. So I just want to say thank you everybody again that came out to Coachella, Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Next one is August 14th in Atlantic City. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. We're gonna announce some of the celebrity cars that I'm gonna have someday this week. We got a lot of celebrity cars coming by. A lot of people gonna be stopping through. So if you haven't got your tickets, please get your tickets because it's one of those things where you don't want to be left outside.
August is right around the corner, by the way.
Yeah.
And, you know, in August, we're releasing the second release off my Black Privilege
What's that?
Publishing
book imprint, mm-hmm. and it's by the homie Anita Kopax. It's called Shallow Waters. This is
Shallow Waters.
Yes, it's a young adult fiction novel. Because mm-hmm. you know, if you know anything about me, you know I love young adult fiction. Growing up, Judy Blume and Beverly Cleary, and this is that.
Okay,
it is about the Yoruba deity of the sea, Yemiya.
Why you look like that?
And it's
when you
brought
said it?
To vivid life as she discovers the power of Black resilience, love, and feminine strength in antebellum America. So August 3rd, Shallow Waters.
Why you have to do
by
it in
Anita
that voice?
Kopax.
You can't just do it in a regular face.
You can pre-order now, but it's available everywhere you buy books August 3rd.
So make sure you go pre-order that as well. And shout to EYL, the Earn Your Leisure Brothers.
They, my guys.
They sponsored the car show. They came through and had merch and had a pop-up. So shout to those brothers for stopping through.
Oh, Rashad well. And Troy cooking up something so dope right mm-hmm. now, too, man. And I loved the episode they dropped of Earn Your Leisure with Shaq last week. Mm-hmm. I did not know Shaq owned the likeness to Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe. Shaq has ownership in JCPenney. Shaq different, man. Drop with the clues bomb, Shaquille O'Neal. If you haven't listened to the Earn Your Leisure podcast this week with Shaquille O'Neal, do yourself a favor. Now, that will provide some inspiration
absolutely.
For that ass, okay? Yeah. And you can listen to that podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. And available everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Shaq has real estate everywhere. He owns not just houses. He has complexes all over the country. I ain't going to say
he
where,
worth $400 million.
Goodness gracious, Shaq.
On Papa John's. Shaq different.
Shaq is different.
But that move about the owning Marilyn Monroe's likeness and Elvis Presley's likeness, that's a boss move. I'll let him explain it. But you gotta listen to the Earn Your Leisure podcast to find out.
I'm sure we'll get Shaq up here. He wanted to come up here a couple of times, so we'll kick it with Shaq. But we got rumors on the way. We'll tell you about Kevin Hart and a crazy type of gift he got for his birthday. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey.
I was literally, I know this isn't off the same album, but I was literally listening to Everything Is Love this weekend, mm-hmm. the Beyonce Jay-Z album, criminally slept on album. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, this was really one of the greatest trilogies ever.
What do you mean?
Because it started with Lemonade.
Right.
Then 444. Mm-hmm. And then you had Everything Is Love was the, you know, for now.
Absolutely.
Of that whole season of Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I just thought about that. Because we played Drunk in Love.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Kevin Hart.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, last week, Kevin Hart celebrated his 42nd birthday, and he got an interesting gift from Nick Cannon, a llama.
I have a message. Since I'm having all these new kids, I thought I would bless you with a new one as well. Save the drama for your llama. Happy birthday.
This is from Nick Cannon.
Yes.
He bought me a llama. What am I supposed to do with this llama? This is the most childish I've ever seen in my life. And I don't understand his point. Do y'all stay here with this llama? How long is the llama supposed to stay here?
This he can stay here for a few hours.
Jesus, no, I don't want this llama to stay for a few hours.
See, it's all about thought. It's all about thought.
What was the thought process in that one?
Nick Cannon put thought into that. He wrote the little card that said, here's some llama for your drama, here's a drama llama for your mama. It was something with llama. And then he sent the llama over. It's all about putting thought in the gifts.
And what am I supposed to do with that llama for the next couple hours?
It's only rented. I'm sure it was only rented for
that. I'm sure, but I still got to keep it for a couple hours.
That's fine.
No.
It was worth it.
Well, Real Housewives of Atlanta, you watch that show?
No.
Simon and Fallon, you know them?
I have no idea who that is.
Well, they are getting a divorce, and now Portia is dating Simon. Well, they just put their house on the market if you're interested in some real estate in Atlanta. They put it up for $4.9 million. It's 13,000 square feet, 1.33 acres, has an outdoor pool, basketball court, 7-bedroom, 7.5-bath for $4.99.
Now, who house is that now?
That's now you're interested.
No, the way you said it, I can't tell who's how.
It's Simon and Fallon. Remember, they were married.
Okay.
They got a divorce. Well, they're getting a divorce, and now that's Portia's boo.
Okay, tell me more, babe.
So now he's selling the house.
Okay.
That's all I'm just telling you. The house is up for market. If you're interested in some real estate in Atlanta, that is for you.
That's my girl. Give us that tea.
Mm-hmm. Now, Shaquille O'Neal, he was on the EYL podcast.
Come on, man. Come on,
and
man.
He was talking about some of the crazy investments that he has that people just don't know.
Who owns Marilyn Monroe? Who owns Elvis Presley? Who owns Forever 21? Who owns JCPenney? Me. My real business is I own 50 brands. When I was retiring, I'm looking around. I'm like, how does Michael Jackson and all these guys live forever? So I called the three companies that help people live forever. and they brought my band for a lot of money. So I took half that money, put it back in the company. Now I'm the number two guy in the company.
Wow. See, that's hard. Dropping the Blues Monsters Kill on there. I was listening to that last week on vacation, man. That's the kind of stuff that inspires me. Shaq did that deal quietly, too.
All of them quietly.
Quietly.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Make sure you listen to Earn Your Leisure podcast, too, on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. Right. Shaq different, though, man. If you just listen to the whole podcast, you realize how different Shaq is just as far as his business mind.
Smart businessman.
Worth $400 million, too, mm-hmm. by the way.
All right, now, Khloe Kardashian, she posted a picture on her Instagram, and she got a bunch of different comments. Lamar Odom put, hottie, fire emoji. Real Tristan 13, Tristan Thompson responded to Lamar Odom and said, God brought you back the first time. Play if you want. Different results.
What that mean?
I don't know. I guess he wants 5 minutes. Now, Lamar Odom, he said he will return to boxing ring after signing his new contract. He's looking for an opponent. And Tristan Thompson
you got
might
one.
Be an opponent. He might
that
have sound
like
opponent.
That sound like a match right there.
That sound like some smoke for me. Who you got during that for that fight?
Probably Tristan Thompson.
Why Tristan?
Because Tristan's more active. I mean, neither one of them are professional boxers, but you know, Tristan's more active. He's more athletic. He's playing basketball still. Mm-hmm. I would go with Tristan in that one.
Yeah, I mean, Lamar's from Queens, but Tristan's active.
Mm-hmm.
Now, lastly, Travis Scott, he's going to launch his own Cactus Farm cannabis line. He's expanding his business portfolio with a new partnership with Connected Cannabis. So if you're out in California or Arizona, you can pick up the cannabis line. It's called Cactus Farms. You interested in that?
What do you mean?
Cactus Farms. Would you try some of it?
Edibles.
Not the smoke.
I can't smoke. Smoking mm-hmm. makes my anxiety go through the roof. Mm-hmm. I need it to sneak up on me. I need a nice little 10 milligrams of edibles. You know what I mean?
Sneak
Give
up
me about
me.
An hour.
You want to sneak up on you?
I need it to sneak up on me. I can't smoke. From and me. It hits me instantly, and then I have a bad anxiety attack. I can't do that.
Sneak up from behind? Or
shut up.
All right, and that is your rumor report. Now, mm-hmm. who you giving that donkey to?
We need Ben Carson to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with Dr. Ben early on this fine Monday morning, fresh off vacation. I don't want to be dealing with stuff like this, but we have to.
All right, we'll get in that next. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. Don't let weak hair hold you back. Carol's Daughter's Goddess Strength Collection supports hair as it gets longer for hair that's 15 times stronger after one use. Available at carolsdaughter.com and your local retailer.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
All right. Donkey of the day for Monday, July 12th goes to former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson. See, yesterday at the Conservative Political Action Conference, Ben Carson suggested that the government coming along and taking care of all black people's needs hurt black communities more than slavery did. I repeat, Ben Carson said the government coming along and taking care of all black people's needs hurt black communities more than slavery did. Mama! Uncle Ben been drinking again! Let's go to Fox Nation for the report, please.
When you look at what the black community has been through, go all the way back to slavery. It was the family, the strong family units, and the faith in God that got people through that. That got people through Jim Crow, through severe segregation, through all the difficulties. But what really had a negative impact was when the government came along and said, there, you poor little thing. I'm going to take care of all your needs. And started implementing policies that were destructive to family formation. Those are the things that have hurt the black community the most.
Lord have mercy. Who put the mayonnaise in the Nutella jar? damn it, Dr. Ben, when the hell did America ever take care of the needs of black people? I missed that part. When did that happen? That's a whole other conversation. Let's stick to the matter at hand. Now, you know, we was on vacation last week. I was at home in the low country, 843 all day, dropping the clues bounce to the 843. I was with my man, Damon Fordham, one day. He's the author of the books, True Stories of Black South Carolina and Voices of Black South Carolina, both available on Amazon right now. And I'm bringing this up because we were downtown Charleston and Damon was, you know, taking us on a tour because I had some folks from out of town with me and they wanted to see Charleston, right? If you know anything about downtown Charleston, then you know Gatson's Wharf, where they are building the International African American Museum, is a wharf where some researchers have estimated that 40% of enslaved Africans in the U.S. Came right through there. Okay, yes, researchers say it was the first destination for an estimated 100,000 enslaved Africans. So downtown Charleston, Charleston in general, knows a thing or two, or 100,000, about slavery. So, yes, there's a lot in regard to slavery that's fresh on my mind. And I don't claim to be the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the strongest Avenger. But I have enough damn sense to know that slavery was not good for black families in America. Okay, it's really laughable. I just hear things like this and say to myself, why do people always try to find a bright side to slavery? What's the point? Okay, family, you say, Dr. Ben Carson? Family? Dr. Ben Carson, do you know that slave labor for a slave owner took precedence over an enslaved person's personal needs, including family? Enslaved people worked all day, early in the morning until late at night. A father most times lived several miles away on a whole other plantation than his family and probably only got to see his family a couple times a week. And that is only if he was close enough to see his family. Yes, there were times when some enslaved people lived in nuclear families with the mother, father, and children. They all had the same owner. But a lot of families, the family members had different owners. Okay, some large plantations had the children under the care of one enslaved woman who had to feed and watch over them all day while their parents worked. If you think that's what strong family structure is, Dr. Ben, then you need to figure out a way to do brain surgery on yourself. Okay, because I refuse to believe a well-read, educated man like yourself hasn't read stories about, you know, babies being ripped from the arms of mothers at slave auctions. Dr. Ben, listen, you don't even have to read. There's an exhibit at the Smithsonian Museum of African-American History and Culture, which documents the tragic U.S. history of enslaved children being separated from their enslaved parents. Okay, enslaved mothers and fathers lived with the constant fear that they or their children might be sold away. Okay, Susan Hamilton, who witnessed the slave auction, said in a 1938 interview that people were always dying from a broken heart because night and day you could hear men and women screaming because mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers were being taken without warning. I remember when the African American Research Collaborative tweeted out official U.S. policy until 1865, ripped black children from their parents from 1870 to 1970, ripped Native American children from their parents, now ripped children of immigrants and refugees from their parents. Hashtag this is America. Hashtag where are the children? Yo, how about this, Dr. Ben? Just Google the effects of American slavery on African American families. There's so many different videos you can watch. There's a great video featuring Dr. Sidney Ball and Mr. Marlin. Do we have some of Dr. Sidney Ball talking about the impacts of slavery on the black family? Let's listen.
So one of the ways that families were separated during slavery was sell off the family in pieces. When you have a young boy who is 10, 11, 12, the slave owner feels like he can get a good 10, 15, 20 years out of him. That is prime money, as opposed to an older woman who's not capable of being in the fields or doing a lot of the hard labor. So the women may stay behind, but the men may be sold off. Another way would be within the plantation. You had slaves that were in the field, same family, and other family members were in what was called the big house. And this started division not only among families, but within the African-American race. Those that were in the big house were usually African-Americans of lighter complexion. And if you have families that, you know, only see each other in the late evening or maybe only once a week on Sundays, that's a way to separate the family when they're legitimately on the same property.
That don't sound like strong family structure to me. Mr. Marlin has something to say too, right?
When a father had a child, he had no authority over that child, only the authority that the slave master allowed. So black folk could not deal with the humiliation, so they chose other ways in which to deal with it. So they ignored it. So the males became distant from the obligation of his family. that has had a devastating effect on us because those things were passed down. Those things were part of our traditional experience here in America.
This is why I don't care if it's critical race theory, the 1619 Project, whatever. The history of black people in this country has to be taught, and it has to be taught honestly. Because you have guys like Dr. Ben Carson out here attempting to revise history, and I don't understand why. Tell the truth, shame the white devil. Stop trying to make America something it's not. We can't heal what we don't reveal. We keep trying to come up with solutions for America's sins, but we won't ever get there if we don't acknowledge the problems. Please let Remy Ma give Dr. Ben Carson the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
All right. It's okay. It's okay, Red. We'll figure it out.
Red got red.
Red got red.
Red got red.
So if you just joined us, Red is our new board op.
Yeah, Dramos left last 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. So Red is our new board op, and he got a little red.
A little slow on the draw, but he shot.
He shot. It's still hit. It's a little late, but okay. He's still hit. It's all right.
We got shot at a little bit.
We're getting it together.
We shot back.
All right. Thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Let's talk G Herbo, all right? We're actually going to take it from G Herbo, but over the weekend, G Herbo was all over social media. He was trending because they said he went to his ex's birthday party. So let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Would you go to your ex's birthday party?
Now, I don't like how you said that.
Okay, well, let's talk about it.
Because I stumbled across this story.
Okay.
It's not just his ex, it's his mother of his child.
Yeah, his ex, his baby mother.
Yeah, what's wrong with having a healthy relationship with the mother of your child?
Well, it all depends. And we don't know what happened. If him and his new girlfriend are fine with it, why would anybody else care, right?
It's the mother of my child.
I don't see
if the mother of my child is happy, then my kids will be happier. And if me showing up to the mother of my child's birthday party, that's something healthy for the child to see, don't you think?
I'm with you. As long as his new girlfriend doesn't have a problem with it, why would anybody else have a problem? But let's open up the phone lines. Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. Would you go to your ex's birthday party? And ladies, would you allow your man to go to his ex's birthday party? Let's talk about it. Phone lines are open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about G Herbo. He was trending the last couple of days, and that's because he went to his ex's, his baby's mother's birthday party. People are saying, well, why did he go? He shouldn't have went. And now his new girlfriend, Taina, they're saying, unfollowed each other and this, that, and the other. But we're going to take it from G Herbo. Would you go to your ex's birthday party?
I don't like how you keep saying this and how you're asking this question because
why?
I feel like you're moving the goalposts.
I'm moving the goalposts.
Because we're leaving out the fact that G Herbo's ex is the mother of his children.
I said
our child.
Mother as well, your child, yep.
So that's different. You know what I mean? I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, sounds like solid co-parenting to me. For me, as the father, to show up to, you know, the mother of my child's birthday party, if the child is there, that's something very healthy for them to see. I don't see the problem.
Only if that's good with your new relationship.
I mean, maybe. Because I still have to have a healthy relationship with the mother of my child. It's the mother of my child.
If your new girl says no, she doesn't want you to go, you still saying, I'm going
to
go.
I would have to ask her. I don't understand why you don't want me to go, because it's really not about me or the mother of my child. It's about our actual child. You know what I'm saying? And I want our child to see healthy co-parenting.
Right.
That's what I mean. That would be my reasoning.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, boss.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, y'all?
What would you do in that situation, bro?
I don't think it's a big deal, bro. I would have just went. It ain't that big of a deal. Especially if any of my baby mom's relationship is healthy, I would have just went.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not like they went together as a couple.
If my new baby mom would have had a problem with it, then I probably would have never went, though.
Yeah, that's the saying. If new girl has a problem with it, then it's a conversation. But if not, she got a man. It's not like, you know, it's a relationship. Not like y'all went together. Who cares?
And then Abby pull up to, like, function for him and his new baby mom anyway. So, like, hey, nothing wrong with it. Like, it's just a healthy relationship between them.
You know what's making this a problem?
What's that?
Social media.
Social media
going, ooh, look what he did. Ooh.
I don't ever want to hear you do that again, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Saicha.
Hey, good morning, mama. How's
what?
Everything?
Good morning.
How you say your name again?
Everybody. My name is Saicha, so Saicha.
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 Yes.
Yeah, like Saicha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, like you eating somebody, like Saicha. All right, but now what would you do? Now let's talk about it. Would you let your man go?
Personally, just speaking on the situation that's going on, I would say everybody's already moved on.
Yeah.
She has a boyfriend. You know, she's with somebody else. I would let him go.
Yeah, I don't see a problem.
Why would you let him go?
She has a new boo and all that.
Because I'm not insecure and everybody's already moved on. If everybody's already being grown about the situation, there's no reason to really just dwell on anything ill.
I don't understand why you would let him go, though.
I mean, let him go to the party.
Oh, you mean let him? Oh, I thought you meant like break up with him. Okay, never mind.
I'm sorry, Saicha.
Got you. Yes, you should definitely let him go to the party. I thought you meant break up with him. I was like,
thank you so much. You slow this morning, bro.
It's Monday.
You do need a day.
You've been off a whole week.
Goodness gracious. 800-585-1051. We're asking, this is coming from the G Herbo situation. Now, G Herbo was trending because he went to his baby mom's, his ex's birthday party. People are saying, why? Ooh, he shouldn't have went, this, that, and the other. But
it's called healthy co-parenting, people.
I'm with you. I mean, she moved on, he moved on. Who cares?
Word.
They're cool. But let's talk about it. What are your thoughts? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about G Herbo. If you haven't heard, he was trending because he went to his ex's, his baby mother's birthday party. People are saying, ooh, he shouldn't have went, this, that, and the other. But, I mean,
shut up, Twitter.
He moved on, she moved on. I don't see a problem with it.
Shut up,
personally.
Instagram. There's nothing wrong with healthy co-parenting. That's the mother of his children, okay? He showed up. And, you know, even if he bought her a gift, it's good for the child to see the father interacting with the mother in a great, positive way.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Rio, man.
Rio, what's up? Talk to me, Rio.
Yo, listen, man. I feel that it's okay for the man to go and, like, holla at the kid's mother for a birthday party, whatever. But I don't feel like it's cool for the woman to go. Because men are crazy, man. Men are trying to slide a play in there, man.
That's not true. Don't generalize all men like that. There's plenty of men who've moved on to other relationships with another woman, and them and the mother of their child still co-parent, and it's nothing sexual. Let's not do that.
Listen, hold on, Charlamagne. First of all, thank you for having me on the show, and I appreciate y'all, man. Big up to y'all. I love y'all. I listen to y'all every day, driving my fiance to work, Delisha, man. But listen, I'm going to be real with y'all, man. Men are sneaky, man. Listen. I don't been in this situation. My boy's been in the situation when they're like, yo, why let this dude come to this house party? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's always something, man. It's always
How old are you? How old are you, black man?
I'm 40, man.
You 40 and you still thinking like that?
I live with the wave, man, and that's the wave, dude. The wave is men were trying something. The women, I trust my girl to go to her baby.
Then you should have to worry about the dude, then. You should trust your, as long as you trust your woman. As long as you trust your woman, you shouldn't even have to worry about the dudes.
That's right. And I trust myself. And, you know, I don't have any, you know, I don't have a baby mama. You know what I mean? But if I did have a baby mama and I was in love with somebody else, I'm pretty sure I could co-parent without wanting to sleep with my said baby mama.
Keisha.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you calling from, Keisha?
Cincinnati.
All right. Now, would you let your man go to his ex's party?
Yes, if there's a child involved.
Oh, so if there's no child involved.
I think he still should be able to go, but it will be some stipulations on it.
What's the stipulations?
I will have to go.
Okay, that ain't a bad stipulation.
Now, let's be clear. You ain't got no business at your ex's birthday party if y'all ain't got no children.
Yeah, there's no kids involved.
That's why I keep saying, we keep saying ex, but this is not an ex. This is an ex, but it's also the mother of a child.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If the child was there or around, why not be a happy family for the time being?
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
What's the moral of the story, Charlamagne?
The moral of the story is you're also used to baby daddy, baby mama drama that when somebody comes to the party peaceful with a llama and, you know, it's healthy co-parenting going on, y'all think it's an issue. This should not be an issue at all. G Herbo and this young lady have children together. He showed up to her party to show support for the mother of his child. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't see nothing wrong with it either. All right.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Look, I know we've been on vacation, but Juvenile dropped this smash while we were off.
You finna online day chat, find a May chat, open up BOK ass, okay, yeah. Profile picture looking tight chat, nice chat, got your bio reading right chat, precise chat. But before you find a day chat, you gotta wait chat, gotta go back to Nate chat, get it straight chat. Girl, you look good, want your vax that thing up. You's a handsome young brother, want your vax that thing up. Dating real life, you need to vax that thing up. Feeling freaky all night, you need to vax that thing up.
No, you not messing with that?
I saw people had issues with this because they feel like he shouldn't be promoting the vaccine. I would love to see what the check looked like, because the thing that bothers me the most about this is that they ruined a Negro spiritual.
They didn't ruin it.
Like, bro, back that ass up is a Negro spiritual. That like, there's classics, and then there's legendary records, and then there's another tier above all of that, to me, where Back That Ass Up goes. It's a Negro spiritual. I need to know what made them want to use that record for this.
I'm sure it was because
Juvenile and Manny Fresh are dope enough and creative enough to create a whole original record.
And Mia X is on it too.
Mia X is on there too? Mm-hmm. I didn't see Mia X on there. I didn't watch the whole thing. I only saw the clip on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So when you take those three legendary, you know, artists from New Orleans and you put them on a classic Negro spiritual, I need to know what the check looked like for them to do that. Because I could see them making their own original song. But why Back That Ass Up?
It's catchy.
But why Back That Ass Up?
Because it's catchy.
But that's a Negro spiritual. You don't do that to Negro spirituals. Not Negro spirituals. I don't care if Juvenile, Manny Fresh, and Mia X are doing records about the vaccine. It's just the fact that why do that to a Negro spiritual like Back That Ass Up?
It still is. Now, I thought this was pretty dope. Eddie Murphy's son is dating Martin Lawrence's daughter. I thought that was dope. What's that line? The Wu-Tang line?
Ghostface Killer. My seeds grow with his seeds, marry his seeds. That's how we keep Wu-Tang money all up in the family. Drop on the clues bombs for me. You can only recite that off the top of your head if you're 43 years old. I knew exactly what you was talking about.
I thought that was dope, though.
Glaciers of Ice.
Thought that was pretty dope. Now, 50 Cent looks like he's developing a new show. It's kind of like a celebrity hip-hop competition series. So I guess it's kind of like American Idol hip hop version, which I think is pretty dope. It's going to be on ABC. So it's going to be like a hip hop's American Idol. You excited?
Very much so. I mean, listen, 50 Cent is one of those people that I love to watch in the TV and film space, mm-hmm. because I don't know if y'all paying attention, but 50 Cent putting a lot of numbers on the board in that TV and film world.
He has a lot more down the pipeline.
So drop on the clues bombs for 50 Cent.
Now, Anthony Mackie, he hosted the 2021 ESPY Awards Saturday night, and he had some words.
USA Track and Field, how you mess it up, dog? How do you justify banning Sha'Carri Richardson for smoking weed? Weed is a dehancing drug. It doesn't make you do anything but want to watch another episode of Bob's Burgers. I mean, you never saw Snoop Dogg run anywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you punish Naomi Osaka for prioritizing her mental health. That's crazy. I'm no tennis exec. I don't know. But if my sport had one of the most popular and marketable athletes on the planet, you know what I would do? I would probably make sure she felt comfortable and respected. But hey, what do I know? I'm tripping, right? I'm just Captain America.
Yep. And Captain America, he's Marvel, right?
Don't play with me. Yes, it's Marvel.
I don't know. I'm just asking you. Well,
Captain America Winter Soldier is on Disney Plus right now.
Well, Black Widow came out over the weekend and made $80 million in the movie theater and $60 million on Disney Plus. Did you see it yet?
No, I haven't watched Black Widow yet.
What's wrong with you?
I was on vacation. I didn't feel like going to no movie theater
What's
or nothing.
Wrong with you?
And I didn't have Disney Plus while I was staying at.
Okay.
And I tried to download that, but it wouldn't download for
So you did try. Don't just say it was
I did watch the Dick Gregory documentary last week, though, on Showtime. That was fantastic.
Okay.
Breakfast Club is actually in there.
Really?
Well, you know, we interviewed Dick Gregory for an hour and 47 minutes. It's actually the longest Breakfast Club interview
ever. We
ever
did. I remember.
In life.
Yes.
And, yeah, but that was a great documentary.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I agree with Anthony Mackie about Naomi Osaka.
About the mental health.
Yes.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
And salute to the young lady. What's the track runner's name? Sha'Carri Richardson?
Sha'Carri Richardson.
Yeah. I respect her because, you know, she held herself accountable. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, everybody's making excuses for her, but she's not making excuses
not
for herself.
All.
So I salute her for that.
Okay. All right. Well, that is your rumor report. And today would have been Charlie Murphy's birthday. Charlie Murphy! And also Bill Cosby. All right. Now, shout to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
If summer is inspiring you to be a little bit healthier, Audible is a great help. Check it out for guided meditations, motivating podcasts, and audiobooks on fitness and nutrition. Get your first audiobook free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let me just say, first of all, shout out to everybody that came out to Coachella, Atlanta. Had a great time. 16,000 people. Shout out to everybody who came. Shout out to the vendors, the sponsors. Lincoln Tech, just want to say thank you. Had an amazing time. No problems, no altercations. It was nothing but positive family fun. And we're going to do it again in Atlantic City August 14th. So get your tickets if you have it. And also, I've been flying a lot. And I just want to tell you flight attendants, calm down. Be easy. It's okay. The other day, my daughter was flying in, and there was a problem. The airports were super duper packed. She got there 3 hours early. By the time she finally checked her bag, when she got through, the flight left, and she was 3 hours early. So she went back and asked the lady, can she get her on another flight? The lady was mad nasty. My wife was on speakerphone. My wife said something, and then they put Madison on a no-fly list for a day, which is crazy.
That's insane.
Which was crazy, and you could just tell the lady was overworked, and this was JetBlue. The lady's name was Ida, in JetBlue in Martha's Vineyard. And you could just tell that people are overworked, especially the people in the airlines. They're overworked because they're trying to get people to come back, and it's taking a long time. But we understand that you guys are overworked, but you got to be nice to people. You got to be nice to people. You got to be nice to people. And I've been seeing that a lot in the airport. So Ida, JetBlue, come on. You got to do better than that. And I know JetBlue for me is like a dollar van, a step up from a dollar van, but you got to do better than
that. Don't disrespect JetBlue like that. Are you out your goddamn mind? Okay, I love JetBlue. That's my favorite airline. They're not no step up from a dollar van.
Yes, they are.
Spirit Airlines is a step up from a dollar van.
No, it's not.
All right, Spirit Airlines ain't nothing but a big bus in the sky. Spirit Airlines is the China bus in the sky.
That's what I'm thinking JetBlue is right now.
No. JetBlue might have a terrible employee. That employee might not have been, having the best day. But JetBlue's a phenomenal airline. And I guarantee you, if you call JetBlue and tell them your complaints, they will help.
But I'm going to call JetBlue today.
If she rides JetBlue a lot. Now, yeah. See, I'm a Mosaic member, so they treat us different.
See, I usually do Delta because I don't have those problems at Delta. But I had to take the dollar van in the sky to get home.
It's not JetBlue. It's not a dollar van. JetBlue, don't disrespect that. JetBlue actually gave me a bunch of points yesterday because we was flying back from Charleston and the flight was delayed. I didn't even ask them. I just checked my email and was like, thank you, Mr. McKelvey, for being such a loyal customer. Here's a million fresh new points. It wasn't a million, but it was a lot.
All right. Well, I'll be calling JetBlue today for that.
If JetBlue is a dollar van in the sky, what the hell is Spirit? Spirit got a goddamn COVID variant out here right now.
Spirit is the Flintstones. You got to use your feet. You got to use your feet.
You got to use your arms. You're in the sky flapping your arms when you're on Spirit.
All right.
Lord have mercy. I'm not going to lie. I'm not judging nobody. When I was at the airport the other day and I looked at the Spirit Airlines section, all I could think was the ghetto.
You stupid. Man.
I felt so bougie. I was like, I come from a certain environment, but I'm so glad I'm not there anymore.
I'm not there.
God damn, man.
Goodness gracious. All right. When we come back, positive note, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we got a positive note.
We do. The positive note is this. Benjamin Franklin once said, it is the working man who is the happy man. It is the idle man who is the miserable man. I want to say that's kind of a lie because I was an idle man last week on vacation and I was happy as hell. Now I'm back to work and I'm not as happy. Okay. At least not today. Okay. Today I was the idle man. I'm still on vacation mode. Okay. But tomorrow I will be happy to be back to work.
All right.
Yes.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I used to have so many men.
how this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.